Hello, this is Master Mira Inkeri. This is to continue the series on healing and transforming insecurity. This is the meditation segment. Please sit comfortably. Have your feet flat on the ground. Roll your shoulders back and down. Have your spine straight. Your chin slightly tilted in so the back of your neck can be elongated. First thing is to bring our focus internal. We start this by closing our eyes to close off the external stimuli. Breathing in gently and breathing out gently. Do this 3 times. Allow yourself to relax on the out breath. Let down on the out breath. This is to connect you with your soul, as well as soul of this insecurity. As everything and anything has a soul in Master Shah's teaching. When we heal and transform the soul first, the mind and the body will follow. Each emotion, like this form of fear named insecurity, has its own message, its own soul. It has a message to teach us something. And we're going to aim to find out what this is. Please let go of the expectation that you have the answer immediately. Be open for it to arrive anytime, next few days, next week, next month. Return to this meditation to do it again and again, to go deeper and deeper within, to connect with your soul. Let go of how the answer, the message or messages may come to you. This could be a feeling, an insight. You may see something, hear something, feel something, either during one of the times you do the meditation or at another time that may appear completely unrelated. Just let go and be open to receive the messages anytime that is in your soul's time to guide you on this. Continue to breathe in gently and breathing out gently. You Yeah. Imagine, visualize, or see with your mind's eye when you were young, just a little girl or a little boy. You're walking on this country lane, pathway. You're feeling the sand, the gravel underneath your feet. It is making a crunching sound against the soles of your shoes. The sun is shining. You're feeling happy. You're in the countryside. The grass is green and beautiful. On either side of the path, as far as your eyes can see, you see butterflies flying. You hear the birds chirping and singing. You are connecting with all of this beautiful nature. You're appreciating it. You are singing in your heart. That's how happy you are feeling. You're enjoying the wildflowers along the sides of the road. You're stopping to smell them, to appreciate their color, their unique beauty. They are offering you their love and appreciation back for your love and appreciation. Suddenly you decide to get off the path. You are so enjoying the lusciousness of the green grass that is quite long. Some hay are even quite high. You decide to allow yourself to lay down in the long, long grass. You are breathing the air in, the smell of the grass, the smell of summer. You're rolling from side to side. Your head is turning. You're appreciating this feeling of being so connected to the nature, to the land, the animals, the plants, all of it. Your heart is filled with sunlight, the sound of the beautiful birds, the incredible color of the butterflies. You know that all is well in nature and in all aspects of life, all aspects of life that follow nature's way. You like this, you enjoy this. You allow your mind to wander and observe. Where are there times when, where, why was it that you didn't allow yourself to follow nature's way? Where is it that you allowed others to tell you your value, your place to be? What was appropriate for you to say, do, or think? Where is it that you allowed others' opinions of you to become the truth of you? Where is it that you allowed their guidance to be stronger than your own soul's guidance for you? Allow these times, pictures, images, memories, experiences, feelings, and more be flashed past you. You're getting a glimpse of all different aspects. How and why this happened? Why was it that you trusted these more than your own soul, than your own heart? Why was it that in these moments you didn't quite have the courage within you to be true to yourself? This is merely an observation, a moment of witnessing. There's no judgment in your heart or in your mind. Simply an observation of how this happened, why maybe. You ponder. You know that this does not need to be your truth anymore. You know that today you can change this. You can choose differently. You know this is not the truth of who you are. You know you are so much more. You know that when you allow yourself to fully connect with your soul, to fully embody your soul, that you are so much more, and all that you were ever intended to be, in all of your unique beauty, your unique offering, all that you bring, the love, light, inspiration, generosity, kindness, and more, that you bring to yourself and others in this lifetime through the beauty of your soul. This fills your heart with such light, such warmth, such comfort. You feel the joy and happiness again in your heart. This is so beautiful. You are so happy that your soul can offer you all of this guidance, insight, wisdom and more. When you connect, when you allow yourself to relax and open, all the answers are within you and for you. You breathe in the beauty of the grass, the birds, the butterflies, the sunlight again. You sit up, you breathe it in, you feel the joy, the happiness, the freedom. You stand up, you pick one more flower, smell it, an offering your gratitude to it. Place it on your heart and you decide to walk back, return. This country lane, this path, the meadow, the green grass, the birds, the butterflies, the sunlight is always there for you. It is always yours. When you choose to visit it, it is always in your heart and in your soul. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Do that two more times. Bringing yourself back into this awareness, into this present space and time. Just take a moment to reflect, to write down what you felt, what you perhaps saw, heard, sensed, felt. Perhaps you had a knowing that came through. Perhaps you simply feel a little bit more peaceful, more calm. Whatever it is, it's perfect. Remember to allow the guidance to take its time. It is actually already there. And whatever time you need to take to integrate it, to consciously manifest it, integrate it, is perfect. Just allow and receive and be open. Take this meditation anytime you wish, however many times you wish. It is here to serve you. I am honored to serve you. I would welcome hearing your experience, your insights, and more, so I can serve you more. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.